Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Welcome to Lawmaster Law of God broadcast. Welcome. Thank you for joining me at this time to hear the wondrous word, the wonderful word of God. At this time, I will take a look at Psalm 119, and I will highlight certain things, but I will read from Psalm 119. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. The law of the Lord. There's the word of the law concerning the Lord God, and there is the law that comes from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart himself. Are you walking in the law? Are you walking according to the law that has proceeded from the mouth of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Are you obeying the law? Are you observing the law? Are you observing the word of God? Are you keeping the word of God? These are things that you must consider. These are things that you should do according to the law. As I go through these things, I will point out things that I have already been talking about, such as the law of the Lord. I have been reading the law of the Lord for quite some time now, and many of you should be well-versed in the law of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. In order to obey the law, you have a need to know the law. Know the law. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Recently, I have shown that the Gentiles seek God. The Gentiles have been operating under the alias of white people, but their proper name is Gentiles, and one of the words of the Lord is that the Gentiles abandon the term white people, and they go by their true name, which is Gentiles. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways, walking, and that's what the law of the Lord God, Tommy Elhart, calls for. It calls for the people, and that's what the word of God has commanded the people, that they walk in accordance with the ways of God. And again, in order to do that, you have a need to know the ways of God. So this information which I teach is necessary for you. It's necessary for you to know. Even the Bible says the things which were written aforetime were written for our learning. This generation starting, you know, now. People who are alive now in this wonderful day of God, the day when God is actually physically and bodily present on the earth, the day of God, the time of the Lord God. God is here. And as the Gentiles declare in their official proclamation, the Lord is with you, the people. The Lord is with you in the form of a human being, the form of a man, in the person Tommy Elhart. God is with the people. The word has said, God shall be with them. That has come to pass. And they, the people, shall be his people. The people belong to God. God is with them, and they are God's people, according to the word of God. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. And isn't that what the word of God does in the law of the Lord? It commands the people to keep the ways of God, to obey the commandments and judgments and things coming from God, to do what they should do. Do what they should do. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect to all thy commandments. Are you respecting the word of God? Are you respecting the word of God that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord God, Tommy Elhart? Or is it some light thing with you? It should be very important with you. Whether you are high, whether you are low, it should be important to you. Whether you are a king, whether you are a president, a senator, ambassador, it doesn't matter. You the people, are the people belonging to the Lord God, Tommy Elhart, as the word of God declares. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments, and God has given to the people his righteous judgments. I have been reading them, and I will read them again later on. The righteous judgments of the Lord God, Tommy Elhart. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Taking heed to the word of the Lord God, Tommy Elhart. It's a wonderful thing to know the Lord God. Matter of fact, that is one of the commandments. Know the Lord. Know the Lord. You should know the Lord. You should know that the Lord God, God's name is Tommy Elhart. You should know him. You should be familiar with the things the Lord teaches. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Again, the Gentiles have sought God. They have been found of God. The Gentiles have declared, now they know God. They know the living God. And it doesn't stop there. They are to walk in the ways of God. They are to obey the word of God. They are to obey God's word. Knowing God and obeying God. Hearing the voice of God and obeying the word of God. That's what it's all about. That's it, people. That's what it's all about. Hearing and obeying. And according to the word of God, the people should hear and obey. They should hear and submit themselves to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That's what the word of God says, and that's what it demands. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And that's written also in the law. Sin not against the Lord. Sin not against the Lord. Sin not against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. And the Gentiles are responsible. They are obligated to do, to carry out, to fulfill all the judgments that have proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect to thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Not forgetting the word of God. The word of God is to be remembered. The scripture says, the Lord God has made his words to be remembered and carried out, performed. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant. And that's another issue, the servants of God. I have made known, as the Bible does, the servants of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles are the servants of God. They are to serve God. That's their duty. They are to protect God. They are to keep God. They are to obey God. They are to serve God in the capacity of a servant. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. The wondrous things contained in and making up the law of the Lord God. The wondrous things, such as the call of God. That's a wondrous thing. The call of God. In the call of God, the Gentiles called for God to come. And they state things that they expect God to do for them, the Gentiles, and they make promises to God. And the Gentiles ought to fulfill and carry out the promises that they have made to God. They call God. God has not come on his own. He has been summoned by the Gentiles, and he has come. The Gentiles have sought God, and they have been found of God. The word of God sought God out and found him. And that information, that intelligence is made known to the Gentiles and to all other people. The Lord God is here. The Lord God has come at the word of his servants, the Gentiles. The Gentiles have promised themselves to be the servants of God, to serve God. Open thy mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath to thy judgments at all times. So the judgments of God are mentioned several times here throughout Psalm 119, the judgments of God, the law of God, the wondrous things constituting the law of God, the word of God, commandments of God. As in sin not against the Lord. Okay? Carrying out all the judgments of God. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. The commandments of God. The commandments of God found in the law of God. And in the judgments of God. Those things are made known to the sons of men. Those things are made known to all the people. They are made known to the servants of God, the Gentiles. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. What are my servants, the Gentiles, doing at this time? What are they doing? I need to hear from my servants. My servants need to communicate with me. What are they doing? What are you doing, my servants, the Gentiles? Where are you, my servants, the Gentiles? I am here. Where are you? What are you doing? You are to fulfill your word, carry out your word. Where are you? Thy testimony is also on my delight and my counselors. My soul cleaves to the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. As I said, the Gentiles call for God. God has heard the call. God has seen the call. God has heard the call. And God has responded. God has acted in response to the call of the Gentiles. God is doing his part. What are you, the servants of God, doing? What are you, the people of God, doing? You have a duty to perform. I have given word to the President and Congress of the United States and called for them to act on the word of God. What are they doing? What are you doing, President of the United States of America? What are you doing, Congress of the United States of America? God is here. You have a duty, you have a work to perform. Do the work you are responsible for doing, or you are obligated to do. Do that which you are supposed to do. Do that which you should do. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. That's also in the commandments. Make known the word of God. The President of the United States, Congress of the United States of America. What are you doing? What are you waiting for? Communicate with God. Make known the words of God. Declare the works of God. Declare the wonderful name of the Lord God, Tommy Elhart. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melts for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Remove from me the way of lying. And I have spoke many times on that, the way of lying. Christianity, the religion of Christianity, and it's spoken of in the judgments of God. Christianity is dead. Christianity has been found to be evil, wicked. It has committed iniquities, great iniquities. Christianity is not a good word. It's not a good name. I said just here recently to black people, those who call themselves Christians, you don't know what you are doing when you say you are a Christian. You do not know what you are saying. The word Christian has a bad history, an iniquitous history, an evil history. Remove from me the way of lying. And the Gentiles address that in the call of God. They address that. They said this to God. They said, deliver us from evil. Take away all iniquity. The removal of Christianity is necessary. Because as I've said before, it is based on lies. It's founded on lies. It teaches lies. It teaches untruths. It is an unrighteous organization, an unrighteous outfit, and must needs go. And grant me thy law graciously. I have given the law to the people. I have been reading the law to the people. The law is in the archives of Lawmaster. the laws can be, I mean, the law of God, the law that has proceeded from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, can be retrieved time and time again from Lawmaster's archives. There is no excuse. The law, you have the law. Gentiles, you have the law. People, you have the law that has proceeded from the mouth of God. That's a wonderful thing, people. These are great historic things. This is fulfillment of things called for in the Authorized Version Bible. These are great things, great and historic things. The call of God coming. God has shown the call of God. The Gentiles, well, all things, mighty works of God. What else we have here? We have the Gentiles' proclamation. We have the Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission, the works of God, the mighty works of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And, of course, we have the law of God and other things. We have the Gentiles' confession, the mighty works of God. I have chosen the way of truth, and the way of truth is not the way of Christianity. Christianity is opposed to the way of truth. Christianity, again, must go according to the Authorized Version Bible and according to the official word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Christianity is dead. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. Have you chosen the way of truth? You hear me teaching the truth. What are you doing with it? Use it. Make use of it. Communicate with God. Whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? Are you on my side? If you are not on my side, you are on the side of evil. And there is no middle ground, side of evil or the side of God, the side of truth. God is for truth. God stands for truth, and God stands in opposition to that which opposes the truth. The Authorized Version Bible is in opposition to all that is opposed to truth, including Christianity. I have stuck to thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments. When thou shalt enlarge my heart, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes. The word here talking directly to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Again, these are things you should be doing, you the people, you the Gentiles, keeping the law, walking in accordance with the law that has proceeded from the mouth of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Make me to go in the path of the commandments, of thy commandments, yeah, for therein do I delight. Where's your delight? I delight in the truth. The Lord God delights in the truth. The Authorized Version Bible delights in the truth. The Word of God delights in the truth. Incline my heart to thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. Christianity is vanity. And quicken thou me in thy way. Make me alive in the way of God. Come alive in God. Join God. Love God. Love, that's a commandment. Love the, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Tommy L. Hart. That's a commandment. And walk in his ways. Establish thy word to thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. The fear of the Lord God. That's spoken of in the law of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Fear God and keep his commandments. The fear of the Lord. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Scripture says, the Word of God says, the judgments of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, are good. Behold, and the Gentiles are to carry out the judgments, the good judgments of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, every one of them. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also to me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. The word, you see, is talking to the living God, Tommy L. Hart. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in thy word. Again, that's in the law. Trust in the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Have confidence, complete confidence in the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgment. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. The law of the Lord, the keeping of the law of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed of anything that I teach. The Bible says, the Word of God says about God, that I am a workman who needs not be ashamed, rightly constructing the word of truth, not separating and dividing the word of truth, because the word of truth is separated and divided in the Authorized Version Bible. But God constructs the word of truth. He puts it together. He assembles the truth as in what he's done with the official call for God. God has constructed the word of truth, the call for God. God has constructed all things which define God. God has constructed the Gentiles' official statement of compliance and submission. God has constructed the Gentiles' official proclamation. Constructs of God. Yeah. Rightly constructing the word of truth. I am not ashamed of my work. The Bible says my work is glorious and honorable. Glorious and honorable. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. Wonderful words. Delighting oneself in the commandments of God. Happily doing the commandments. Happily obeying the commandments of God. Which brings to my mind here, this thing here. The commandment which has proceeded from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, which says, starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. It may be more than 30 you wish to send. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, by the 15th of each month. Feel free to offer more than the specified amount. You may also pay for months in advance. Example, make a year's offering in one single offering. State your intention. Send your check or money order to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815, Hepzibah, HEPHZIBAH. This is what God is commanding the people. God doesn't beg people to do anything. God gives commandments. God commands people. God orders people. Choose the fear of the Lord. Delight yourself in the commandments of God. I need you to do this, to keep this commandment coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, with regard to the $30 per month. I need that. I need your help. I ask for your help. Do that, please. Do that. Don't put it off any longer. Do that. Send a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy O. Hart. Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. I've been reading this announcement for quite some time. I've never really just taken time to, you know, speak on it, you know. But this is my will for you, that you do that. This, needless to say, is important. And if I didn't need it, I would not be asking for it. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. I am asking you to send to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, $30 a month, $30 each month, if you are 22 years of age and older. Again, I need you to do that. God asking you, the people, to do something for him. Okay? Continuing. My hands also will I lift up to thy commandments, which I have loved. Lift up your hands as in surrender. Okay, okay, God, I surrender. I surrender to the commandment which begins starting September 1, 2012 and continuing every month thereafter. I lift up my hands. I surrender. I give in. I will obey your commandment. I will do that which you have asked me to do. Will you do it? Do it. Do it. Get real, because this is real. I teach real things. I don't teach lies as the Christian ministers do. I teach the truth. And the wonderful thing about this, about the Bible evidently being fulfilled in me and through me, in my works, which the word of God calls for. The word so far in Psalm 119 has spoken about the commandments of God. You have commandments of God. Coming from the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart. Psalm 119 speaks of the judgments of the Lord God. Here, from me, the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart, you have judgments coming from the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart. It speaks of my word and other things. What other things have it spoken of? Sinning not against the Lord God, keeping the ways of the Lord God, fearing the Lord God. As you should, with respect, honor, walking in accordance with the word of God, loving the commandments, loving the judgments of God, walking in the ways of the Lord God. I teach truth. I make truth known. I reveal truth. And I put down wickedness. I do the work of the Lord, as is stated in one of the readings. He, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, does the work belonging to the Lord. He who does the work of the Lord is the Lord. I am the only one who meets the requirements for God, who satisfies the requirements for God, as is evident in all things. You've heard me teach on all things just here recently. I do all things. I have done all things. The evidence of all things being done is in Lawmaster's archives. The Lawmaster is God, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. These things are too wonderful to be overlooked, to be passed over. I mean, only the wicked will pass over these things. Only the wicked will disregard these things. Only the wicked. The wicked do not love God. The righteous love the Lord, Tommy O'Hart. Where are you? Whose side, again, I ask, are you on? Fulfill this commandment coming from the Lord God, which begins starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter. Send a check or money order to the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart. Do that. Do that. Remember the word to thy servant, which thou hast caused me to hope. The word to the servant. The Bible says, and the law says, about the servants, the Gentiles, that they shall serve God. They shall serve the Lord their God, Tommy O'Hart. It's not the one God, people. The Bible declares that. There is one God. One God with a capital G, Tommy O'Hart. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me, the word of God. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. The wicked forsake the law. The wicked disregard the law of God. That comes from the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart. The wicked do. They pass over the law. They act in rebellion against the law of God. But the righteous love the law of the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart. A real God, the true, real God, Tommy O'Hart. Not some illusion, not something out of someone's imagination that you can't see, can't hear, can't talk back, he can't speak for himself. No, this is real God, Tommy O'Hart, the real, the true God, Tommy O'Hart. The true God has come. The true God is here. And the true God is making himself known and making his voice to be heard. The true God, the real God, the Lord God, Tommy O'Hart. God of the Gentiles are his servants. It's time for the Gentiles to act. It's time for all the people to act. In accordance with the word of the living God, Tommy O'Hart. I have not declined from thy law, the scripture says. I remember thy judgments of old. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord. What is the name of the Lord? The name of the Lord is Tommy O'Hart. I have revealed, I have made known the name of the Lord. The Lord now has a face. He has a name. He has a body. He has a house here on earth. The Lord is in human form. A man, the man, Tommy L. Hart. Yes, scripture says to me, I have remembered thy name, O Lord. I, Tommy O'Hart, have revealed the name of the Lord, Tommy O'Hart. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet to thy testimonies. I made haste, listen, and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The word says it did not put it off. It did not put off starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter, everyone 22 years of age and older should send to the Lord, their God, Tommy O'Hart, a check of money order in the amount of 30 U.S. dollars. The word says it delayed not to keep my commandments. I made haste. I didn't make it the last thing I did. I didn't make obeying your word and keeping your commandments the last thing. I didn't put it on the back burner and wait till the last minute to do something. No, I made haste and delayed not. Didn't put it off at all. I did it because you commanded me to do it. I did it because you asked me to do it. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. I say to you, the people, including the Gentiles, and when I say the people, I mean I include Gentiles in that. Do the commandments of the Lord God, Tommy of heart. You have a duty to perform. Man's duty is to obey the word of God. Simply put, that's just it. And you either love the Lord God, Tommy of heart, or you hate him. The righteous will obey. The righteous will delay not. The righteous will make haste and obey the word of the Lord. It's the wicked who turn away from the word of the Lord. It's the wicked who turn a deaf ear to the word of the Lord that proceeds out of the mouth of Tommy of heart. It's the wicked that turn away from that word. But the righteous run to it. The righteous make haste to obey it. With the righteous, the keeping of the word of God, the obeying and carrying out of the word of God is on the front burner. Front burner always, always. Even the people have a saying, put God first. Well, it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do it, isn't it? But it's just as easily done as say it. Put God first. And this is the real God. Heretofore, you have not done anything for the Lord God. You may have done something for your church. You may have done something for your preacher, rabbi, or whatever. But heretofore, before the coming of the true God, you did nothing for God. Although the lying Christian ministers would have you believe you were doing things for God. No, when you gave your money or your relatives or friends gave their money to the church or the preacher, that's just who they gave it to. They did not give it to the Lord. They gave it to the preacher. They gave it to the church or to whoever else, but it was not to the Lord. The Lord God is here now. Now you can actually do things for the Lord. Now you can actually carry out the word of God. The Lord, the law of the Lord is a new thing. It has just come about here recently through my teaching, the law of the Lord. It says, keep the word that comes from the mouth of the Lord God. Well, I'm here now. I haven't always been here. Do the law, keep the law, obey the law, carry out the law, fulfill the law. Do what you should do. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to thee. Now, the word is talking to me, okay? The word is talking to the Lord. Who is the Lord? Tommy of heart is the Lord. My name is Tommy of heart. I am the Lord God, Tommy of heart. The word is talking to me. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, Tommy of heart, and of them that keep thy, Tommy of heart's precepts. The earth, O Lord, Tommy of heart, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. I say again, who is the word talking to in these things that I'm reading now? It's talking to the Lord. Who is the Lord? You know the Lord is Tommy L. Hart. You know that is his name. That's the Lord's name. The word is talking to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, a real person. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The word, talking to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law, O Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver. The word of God here is a role model. It's a role model. It's a thing that you should pattern yourself after. The word, as in the word says, in saying these things, how it fears the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, how it delights to keep the commandments coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, how it doesn't put God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, last, but puts him first and delays not to keep the commandments coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. This is a role model, a pattern of good behavior. Isn't that wonderful? That's what this is. That's what this, let me continue reading. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. And isn't that what I do? Isn't that, that's seen in all things. The Lord God shall give thee understanding. Lean not to thine own understanding. The Lord gives understanding. Out of his mouth comes understanding and wisdom, knowledge. The Lord gives wisdom. He, the Lord God, shall teach you all things. That's what I do. He shall make known all things to you. That's what I do. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. Are you glad for the word of God, as I pointed out? Are you glad? The word says it hastens to keep and carry out the commandments coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The word says it delights in keeping the commandments coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. It says, they that fear me, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, will be glad when they see me, the word of God. I point out the word of God. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right. Consider my judgments. You've heard me read them, many of you have. Consider my judgments. They are right judgments. I know, O Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, that thy judgments are right and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word to thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come to me that I may live, for thy law is my delight. A role model, a wonderful role model, the word of God. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts, thy teachings, thy rules. Let those that fear thee, Tommy L. Hart, turn to me. Who is the me? The word of God. And those that have known thy testimonies, let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. My soul fainteth for thy salvation. I have spoken about the salvation coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I have made known to you what that salvation is and what it's about and what you should do. What you should do in light of that intelligence that I've given you. But I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? Remember, the servants of God are the Gentiles. Okay? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. But it said, all my commandments are faithful. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. No matter what comes against the word of God is always pro-God. The word of God is always pro the commandments of God. The word of God is always pro in its attitude toward God. It's always favoring God. It's always loving God. It's always acting rightfully toward God. And it's always looking toward God for wisdom, understanding, knowledge, direction. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Heaven. We are all in heaven. The earth itself is a heavenly body. If the earth is a heavenly body, then everything that is on the earth is a heavenly body, a heavenly thing. The sun is a heavenly body. The stars, the planets, all of them, heavenly bodies. We are all in heaven already. Heaven is not a place where we go when we die. We are already in heaven. Celebrate the knowledge of truth. Celebrate the knowledge of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. Glory in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, for I am your God. And no one can take that away from me. It's already settled. Tommy L. Hart is the God. Tommy L. Hart is the God. It's already settled. It's settled in heaven. We are all in heaven already. Thy faithfulness is to all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abides. They continue this day according to thine ordinances. Let's put this in light of the people, verse 91. They, the people, continue this day according to thine ordinances. They, the people, are walking. Huh? They, the people, are walking this day in accordance with the ordinances that come from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. The word of God is talking to the living God, Tommy L. Hart. You have a right to talk to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Remember, the word of God is a pattern, a role model, a wonderful role model, a pattern of good behavior for the people, Gentiles included. Listen, they continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. All, it says here in Psalm 119, verse 91, all are thy servants. Now we know, and we are sure, according to the word of the Lord, according to the word of God, that all Gentiles are the servants of God. All Gentiles are my servants. The word declares, all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, O Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. For with them thou hast quickened me. Isn't that a wonderful testimony? I will never forget thy precepts. Will you forget my commandments? Will you forget my word? Will you forget the word that I said starting September 1, 2012 and continuing every month thereafter? How quick are you to forget? Or how long is your remembrance and your observance of the word that has proceeded from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Who are you following? Who's your role model? Is your role model the word of God? Or is your role model like the word of God in its attitude toward God? Its love toward God? Its love toward the commandments and judgments of the Lord God? Let's get real. Let's get real. God is real, and God has no time to play. no time to play. I will never forget thy precepts, the word says to me. I am thine, the word says to me. Look, all these wonderful things. Role model, exhibiting the behavior that you, the people, the Gentiles, should have toward your God, Tommy L. Hart. That's what is done in Psalm 119. That's what I see is being done. Oh, it's so wonderful. I will never forget thy precepts. That's the same as saying, I will never forget thy law. That's another way of saying, I will always obey thy law. I will always observe you, the Lord God. You are my God. I am yours. I am your servant. I am bound to you. I love being bound to you. You are mine, and I am yours. God shall be with them and be their God, and they shall be the people of God. And we have the servants of God. All are thy servants, O Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I will never forget thy law. I love thy law. I love your commandments. Thy judgments are most wonderful and right, O Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts, and I have shown you the law. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment, O Lord, O how love I thy law. O how I love thy law, Lord Tommy L. Hart. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than mine enemies. Study the law coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Study the law. Know it. Know it. And most of all, keep it. Meaning, obey it. Fulfill it. Carry it out. Do it. Be not hearers only, but doers. Be not hearers of the law only. It says word in the statement, but that word is talking about the word of God. It's talking about the word that has come from God. It's talking about the law of the Lord God that has proceeded from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Be not hearers only, but doers, performers, as God is. God is a performer. God is the performer of all things. Be a performer. And have the attitude as a role model of the word of God. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy commandments, thy testimony, are meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. He who obeys the word of the living God is a wise individual. He who respects the word of the living God is a very wise individual. And he who disrespects it is a fool. I have refrained my feet from every evil way. Now, let's get some understanding of this now. I have refrained my feet from every evil way. Christianity is an evil way. That means this individual has departed Christianity at the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Depart from evil. Christianity is evil. That's why it is put down. That's why it is declared dead, because it is evil. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word, O Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. I have not parted from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words to my taste. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Now, this is not talking to a spirit. This is talking to, these words are talking to Tommy L. Hart, okay? Because these words are talking, these words are being said to the Lord, the living God, Tommy L. Hart. How sweet are thy words to my taste. That's wonderful. I will never forget thy precepts. Oh, I love thy law, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. All of thy servants, they continue this day in accordance with thy word. Oh, the wonderful word of the living God. Oh, the wonderful word of the Lord. Oh, the wonderful word of God that is in the Authorized Version Bible. It is so wonderful. And what makes it so wonderful is that God has come and God is real. So the word of God in Psalm 119 is speaking to a real entity. It's not talking to air. Not just blowing air. It's not just bumping its gums. It's talking to a real individual, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, who are you talking to? Talk to me. Talk to me. Get to know me. Love me. Love me. Honor the commandment starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter. Everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, by the 15th of each month. Feel free to offer more than the specified amount. You may also pay for months in advance, people. Example, make a year's offering in one single offering. State your intention. Let me know what you're doing. Let me know what's on your mind. Send your check or money order to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia, 30815. That's the address of the living God, people. That's the post office address of the living God, Tommy L. Hart. The living God, and you're not going to make me believe that this is a little thing or a small, insignificant thing. Tommy L. Hart, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is a great thing, the living God, the fulfillment of Scripture with reference to God. Now, there's nothing greater than that, and you're not going to make me think any different. Now, that's just it. Obey the law. Obey the law. I love you enough to tell you the truth. To put myself out there and tell you the truth. Make known truth to you when truth was unpopular. When truth was even not known. Love the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Obey the law. That's all I can say, people. Join me again Thursday at the appointed time. Check my page for the time. Till the next time, join me again Thursday evening.